Welcome to Learning Through the Seasons from GrandparentsTeach2.org, helping parents and grandparents prepare young children for success in school and a lifetime love of learning. A good time to talk with children about how to stop bullying is when they witness the act. Bystanders have the most important power to put an end to bullying. 3 out of 10 children are either a bully or a victim, so 7 out of 10 children are powerful witnesses. When those 7 peers step in, bullying stops within 10 seconds, 57% of the time. Give children positive ways to deal with it. Imagine how they would feel if they were being bullied. Talk about how much bullying hurts and why it's important to stop. Encourage children to be kind to the victims and include them in their play. Look for kind children who will help. Bullies love an audience. Teach children to take the audience away. Bystanders can encourage everyone to do a different activity, but explain that they should never put themselves in the position to be bullied or feel unsafe. Ensure children that it's okay and right to tell an adult for safety's sake. Speak up if they feel comfortable and safe, or get help. Practice saying, "No, we don't like this. This is not right. Stop this bullying," and do it loud enough for adults to hear. This is true in families, too. This has been a production of Public Radio 90 and GrandparentsTeach2.blogspot.com. I'm Iris Caters.